Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As it stands now, 75% are saying no, 25% are saying yes, and I guess it also depends on what your personal situation is. A new study out shows that people, their savings are declining and their waistlines are increasing because they eat out a lot. Dr. Henry Nuss joins us, nutritional scientist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, associate professor, research in the Behavioral and Community Health Program. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. You must have quite the business card.
Thank you.
Tell me about eating out as opposed to eating in, and can you necessarily make a conclusion or draw a set of circumstances? You know what I'm saying? Decide whether it's better to eat out at or order in or eat at home.
Sure. Well, typically, if we do eat out, we usually eat more calories than we do if we dine in. It's just a fact. And for example, the fast food restaurants that we go to typically, because we have lack of time and lack of money, it's cheap, it tastes good, but it's also very high in calories. Similarly, when we go to restaurants, we tend to eat in a way that we wouldn't normally eat, usually overconsuming. Restaurants typically serve larger portion sizes, sometimes two and three times what we would normally serve ourselves at home. So the portion control is not really there.
I was going to ask you that, if it's about, because you are in behavioral health as well, right? Behavioral science. Is it because of what is initially put on the plate? Because, you know, I guess they got two different ways. They taught my kid this in school. You can either have family style or buffet style, whatever it is, where you put the stuff on a table or you don't. Before we get to my other question, is there any indication as to whether people eat more if you put all of the food on the table in bowls, or if they have to walk back to the cooking device and get it from the vessel, a pot, pan, whatever?
Right. So if you put a certain portion on a plate, typically people will eat some or all of it and be done with it. Now, if you're standing at the stove and eating out of the pot, there's no portion control there.
Well, no, I mean, in terms of, you know, going to the basic laziness of human beings, or maybe just me, if, like, in the old Leave it to Beaver days, they put the food all out in the bowls, and they got the pitcher of milk and the bowls of potatoes and a plate of roast beef, and everybody serves themselves from that, more inclined to eat, do they eat more that way than if they have to actually get up and go to the stove and get seconds, or not really?
I think what happens is usually people are fairly good, especially children, at self-serving the portions that they will eat and only as much as they feel hungry for. So there's not a real risk of over-serving or overfeeding yourself at the table if it's put out in family style with bowls versus the kitchen where you might be serving yourself out of a pot, which has all of the food content in it.
Let me take a break here and pick this up when we come back. I find this whole thing fascinating as it relates to eating and behavioral science. And I know, I guess there's no comparison between humans and pets, but it seems as though there are some dogs that if people leave the food out, the dog will eat all of it and the dog will get very fat. And there are other dogs like mine where I leave the food out all day and she's just self-policing and doesn't have an ounce of fat on her. And are human beings kind of the same way? Do we condition kids to want what they can't have? And if we give them everything that they want, leave it up to them, will they police themselves, if that makes any sense? Dr. Henry Nuss is our guest, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you dine out or order in more than you cook? And as it stands now, the numbers have shifted to about 65% saying no, and the remainder saying yes, they do dine out more. 621, time for traffic now on WWL. Wednesday morning, chilly. outside. And almost that go to your bone damp cold, 48 degrees going up to 57 today. It is 6:25, and we're talking to Dr. Henry Nuss, a nutritional scientist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, an associate professor, researcher in the Behavioral and Community Health Program. And we're talking about a new study out that shows the reason why people are broke and fat is that they eat out too much. So, doctor, before we went to the break, I asked you about, and I don't know if humans and dogs are compatible in terms of the way their brains work or not, but some people leave all the food out in the world that the dog wants, just leave it out and the dog eats it as it wants it. I do that with mine, and the dog doesn't have an ounce of fat on her. Other people leave the food out, and the dogs eat all of it as quickly as they can, and they are fat. Somehow, sometimes, with people, it's almost identical where if the parents try to withhold the stuff from the kids, then they want it. I mean, within reason. You can't have cake for breakfast or anything like that. Has there ever been any correlation, any studies to indicate that one is preferable over the other?
Yeah, yes. This has been studied quite extensively. And I think what we find is that some people do have a tendency to overeat given enough food. So if they eat ad libitum, they'll eat more than if they were to, kind of serve themselves. But I think the idea here, especially with kids, is that you obviously don't want to restrict their calories, especially when they're growing, is to have fresh fruit and vegetables and healthy foods, low-calorie foods available at all times, so that when they want to eat or graze, that the food that they're eating is nutritious. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals in it.
You know, it's kind of like I found in my own personal life. Don't bring it in the house, pretty much.
Right, exactly. It's the same concept. Try to avoid buying the potato chips and the donuts and the cake, and opt instead for fruit and vegetables and lean meats and things that are healthy to eat.
When it comes to being predisposed to obesity, you know, I have read so many things, so many years. Inevitably, with exercise, for a while, the feeling was LSD, long, slow distances. It didn't matter how fast you were going. It just mattered that you were exercising for a decent period of time, and that was specifically as it related to running or jogging. What is the latest research in terms of exercise as it relates to weight control? What do they indicate, the latest results?
Sure. Well, if you're eating too much, it doesn't matter how much you exercise. You're still going to put on the weight. Exercise, we know now, is good for weight maintenance. So if you really try hard, you watch what you eat, and you lose your target of 20 pounds, and you're exercising, that will help to keep that extra weight off. If you're just dieting alone and not exercising, you're going to struggle a lot more to keep that weight off.
You know, as you mentioned, dining alone, I know that's not what you meant, but is there a relationship between people that are by themselves and eat or people that eat with others in terms of eating more or less?
Sure. If we eat in groups or with family or a partner, that we typically don't overeat. If we're by ourselves, we're typically doing something else, maybe watching TV or reading or surfing the web. And so we're not really watching what we eat. And there's also not that external element that we know people are actually watching us.
Holidays very quickly coming up. If you can, in 30 seconds, some hints for people that to keep them from starting January 1st with those tight pants.
Sure. Try to watch your alcohol consumption. A lot of people don't realize that alcohol has more calories than protein and carbohydrates, second only to fat. Portion control, obviously, is important. Staying away from the carbohydrates. Try to set goals for yourself and do it with a friend so you have a buddy. And try to exercise, do more things outside. Stay active.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever applies. Dr. Henry Nuss is our guest. When we come back, we'll talk to Kevin Belton about cooking at home. Right now, WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.